I like the John T-shirt, for example. What is this then? I like a John T-shirt, yes. I mean, what kind of reality is that? Because that was something I just came and looked and I like that. And I think about this and it's still not awareness.
It's not you, but when you ask, you mean what reality, that is sati. Because you think of that which is seen and you just want to test me. Right?
Yes. Okay. I want to experience with a self, by the self. I want a particular reality to be aware and to understand.
A particular? That is the self and attachment, not right understanding.
I want to collect all the realities for myself.
Yeah. But it happens, yeah.
It happens, and so it's Dhamma, a conditioned Dhamma. Otherwise, it cannot arise, it cannot happen.
I've got a few questions, because today we were with Alberto and a group, some of us, and we were on the beach. Very nice.
Yeah.
I'm
glad. Dhamma? What Dhamma?
And the point, Adam, was that... That was a very, very nice trip, and I liked so much everything on the beach. Everything was perfect, and water was very nice. But then I thought, oh, this is probably Loba now. And I think so many concepts. And at the time, I thought about the Hetupacaya, that I reflected on Hetupacaya, that there is Loba, so we don't run away from Loba, but we really understand the Loba. And this is Loba Mulacita at that time, that things in the process is conditioned by a hetu of avijja and of Loba.
What page?
I didn't have my book with me.
But you could remember from where. Yeah.
To this kind of reflection arose, but... What I wanted to say also that during that time I didn't have the recordings with me of Dhamma talks, I didn't have a book, and I just remind you telling, can we read realities right now? And I thought this is a good moment because we know a lot of words, we try to reflect Dhamma, but actually it's so wonderful opportunity to read realities now.
Not there. Not there on the beach, but now.
See? Yeah.
All gone.
Yeah. Because you can talk about the Hetupajjaya, right? How many Hetupajjayas are there?
There is one Hetupajjaya, but different heads.
What realities are Hetupajjaya?
I mean, this is the Javana process.
No.
Loba?
Yeah. Loba, dosa, and avijja.
No. Loba, dosa, moha, and what else? Only three.
Kusala dhamma, so it's loba, dosa, and panya.
Can it be nine?
Avyakata also for arahata.
Okay. So when you talk about the story of Hetupajjaya and you think that at that moment there was Lopa, right? It's the name, but the Lopa itself arises and falls away. And you are thinking of Hetupajjaya, but not of the characteristic of Lopa, which just arises and falls away. Like now. See, we can talk about Hetupajjaya. No matter it's the loba or dosa or moha, but where are they? We can think of the word, of what we know about the story of them, like they are hetupajjaya. But now, see? So it's not just thinking, reciting the words, but the moment when whatever appears. For example, right now, at moment of seeing, is there Hetupajjaya?
No.
And after that, is there Hetupajjaya?
Yeah.
what Bhajya, what Hetu Bhajya?
It depends on that time.
So, it depends on that time, which is unknown yet, because it arises and falls away. So we can think about it, but not really see it or understanding it when it appears, when it arises, because it arises and falls away so very rapidly, in split seconds, now, like now. So it needs the understanding of reality, not just the name. Is there Lopa now?
There must be many Lopa, but it's unknown.
There must be. At moment of touching this, there is clinging to touching and solidity as something, and that is Lopa. Lopa never leave you.
And what kind of reality is Lopa?
Rupa or Nama?
Nama.
Chitta or Chetasika?
Chetasika.
It likes or dislikes?
It likes.
Yes. It clings. It cannot know reality because there is moha with it all the time. Whenever there is lobha, there must be moha. Whenever there is dosa, there must be moha. And can there be just moha without lobha dosa?
So only moha also arises. We do dacha and kukucha.
Or? Only with kukucha or?
Or udacha.
See? Where are they? Where are they? They can be now at this moment, just in split seconds, that's all. Pass away, gone away, unknown all the time, until panya develops to begin to understand the moment with awareness or without awareness. And it has to be right awareness, not just awareness.
Mm-hmm. I just want to, can you clarify or repeat that the part about awareness in the morning? When you talk about awareness arise with kusala, citta,
mm-hmm.
But I didn't understand when you explained about feeling.
Excuse me. Besides awareness, what else arise with kusala citta?
I think it's all other seven chitta-sika as well.
What are they?
It could be sanya, the contact, pasa, chitana, vedana, and chitana. Manasikara.
Yes, but when we talk about awareness, right awareness, what other reality arises with that moment with awareness?
The kusala chitasika.
What are they?
Are they just
the 19
of them?
See, so many. So how can one know sati? Like we cannot know other reality with that moment. Like Hiri, Otapa, Sanya, Manasikara, we do not know. But we just learn to understand that awareness or sati arises with kusala moment, with other wholesome jetasikas. So that cannot be known just by reading or thinking. But it can develop more and more understanding of a reality. Like when we talk about sati, we learn to understand sati arises with kusala moment or sopana citta in details. But it cannot be known directly but there can be the understanding of it as it is a wholesome reality, like hearing, shame, and otapa, and tatramachatata, aloba, adosa, all are wholesome. But aloba is not sati. Atmoha is not sati. So sati itself is when any moment of kusala, because of it is aware of kusala, or be aware of being kusala. Like now, when anger arises, what follows?
What follows?
Anger.
What follows?
Anger arises and falls away. What follows?
It could be any other citta.
Mm-hmm. For yourself, please. Sometimes.
Sometimes it could be. It could be some reaction on the body. But it's not citta.
So you know that that is not sati.
Yeah.
And sometimes, what follows?
Realize that I had anger before. But still not reality.
Mm-hmm. What else that can follow?
For my case, thinking.
Yes, but what kind of thinking? Kusala thinking or akusala thinking?
It could be some regret.
That is akusala, so no sati. But from hearing the danger of akusala, it can condition moment of seeing anger as useless. It doesn't bring anyone's result, good result at all. It hurts, and no one can hurt you at all. No matter you are beaten, that person cannot beat your citta. So only akusala can harm and hurt citta. By understanding this, you know that instead of anger, there are other kusala moments from understanding. Kusala arises more and more because of understanding. And at that moment, one learns to understand sati, but it's not pinpointed. It's not clear because it's not object of understanding of its characteristic. So in the beginning, just understand that now no self, no one, only different realities. That is the beginning. Not trying to find out whether that moment is lopa with how many cetasika, or kusala with what kind of wholesome cetasikas like sati or alopa or sadda. See? It can be known little by little by conditions. Like now, there are many kusala moments and akusala moments and vipaka moment. Who knows? But panya develops, begin to see that there is no one, only different realities. From birth to death, whatever arises in this world is only nama or rupa. Just arise and falls away. Understanding the anattaness of whatever appears, and study or consider carefully, not let go the just idea that I understand it. Like what is seen now, see? What is seen? Something is seen? What's that? A reality. No one can have it. No one can make it up at all. It's there by conditions. Everything is conditioned. No matter that which is seen and that which sees. So everything is under conditions. Without conditions, nothing arises. So is it good to just arise and fall away all the time in split seconds? Not only this life, previous lives and future lives, it's like this. Nothing is left at all. Keep on changing all the time. And at moment of understanding this, there is sati as well. Otherwise, you think of other things, and that is not sati, because it is akusala. But when it's the understanding of what is said about the reality which appears, whether it's true or not, that this appears as this only when citta sees it. If the seeing consciousness does not arise, there is no one here at present, because there is no seeing. But there can be thinking, even there is no seeing. Thinking is conditioned. You think about that which you have experienced before. You may think of future and you make it up as future thought, but actually it's not future because it hasn't arisen yet. How can it be? Because it hasn't come, so it's, you cannot know what would be. Thinking of tomorrow. What is tomorrow?
Unknown.
No one knows. So what can be known is only what is now appearing.
So in the case when you say there's thinking, like about thinking about what happened in the past or what happened in the future, so that moment is akusala, because it's not that thinking is akusala.
We can say that it's kusala or akusala, but is it? When there is no awareness and right understanding of it, because it just arises and falls away already.
Yeah, that was what I was about to say. Mm-hmm. Even if that thinking about the past, but right the moment after I realized that I did had a thought
when
about the past.
Attachment arises, it is attachment. After seeing, when anger arises, it's anger, but the characteristic of anger does not appear to thinking, but to right awareness at that very moment, which is another level of awareness. Because it has to have panya arise together. Panya which knows that what is real is only this moment, and it's gone completely too. Nothing's left at all, only taking it for something permanent. Where's the beach now?
Wow, beach.
Where's that which walk around the beach?
Not here.
Uh-huh. Can he come back?
No, I can go just another one time, but it's then different.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Panya understands, but sati cannot understand. But without sati, panya cannot understand either. So people think just about sati, just want to have sati, try to have sati, not thinking about panya, understanding at all. But whenever there is panya, there is sati. So, should we mind about whether sati is there or sati arises or not? When there is understanding, is there?
But I think the memory this morning you mentioned kind of sati knows the hand of Agusha in Sila. So I think sati at the time understands something.
Sati is moment of be aware to be kusala. or at that moment, there are other cetasikas arise which are wholesome, including sati, like thinking about giving away. See, in a day one thinks a lot, but not thinking of giving away. In a day one thinks a lot, but not thinking about helping the others or thinking about the others' benefit. Different thinking. At thinking, moment of helping, it's kusala. Even thinking. And thinking of the opposite, harming, hurting, disliking, no sati. So one can say, because of sati, it can condition moment of kusala. No need to say what its characteristic and its function, but it's there, like other cetasikas, which are wholesome. The case is that we try to know, but do not try, because they are all gone at moment of trying to understand that which you'd like to understand. But when awareness arises, you cannot stop or couldn't help it to not arise at all, because there are conditions for its arising. And the condition for the arising of right awareness is the understanding.
What about sati in satipatthana?
Yes, we are talking about that too. Is there any hardness appear now?
In theory.
Not in theory. We don't talk about theory. We talk about this moment.
I know.
Pardon?
Pardon?
See, is there awareness at that moment of that characteristic which is hard?
No.
No, so you know that there is no sati. Because understanding is not enough to condition moment of awareness with understanding of that characteristic as just that. We don't have to say rupa or hardness or anything. Just be aware of that. And by having more awareness, conditions for awareness to arise, then hardness is understood little by little as just hardness. Panya becomes used to that characteristic as no self. But there are seeing, hearing, thinking, liking, disliking. Panya has not yet get closer to become used to the characteristic of just reality. Because we have heard the word nama, rupa, many times, they are now. How much understanding there? With sati or without sati? With sati, at what level? Theoretical? Intellectual? Only, see? But when there is awareness or when awareness arises, it's different. You know, because there is touching and hardness or softness appear many, many times to kaya vinyana or body consciousness only. And it's gone even right now. But when there are conditions for awareness to arise, it's there. At hardness, see, the characteristic of hardness appear as hardness only at that very moment. But panya is not strong enough to let go the idea of something there. Until panya grows and grows and beginning to have direct understanding of a reality, no matter which one, little by little, until all of them are one. Dhamma, no self. It's the beginning of the development of Panya, which will lead to Vipassanayana, which is clear comprehension of reality, just one at a time. There are many realities right now, and we are listening to them, to their characteristics, but it's not the direct awareness or understanding of anyone, so it cannot be clear. But when it's only one by one or one at a time, it's clear. It's clear in the sense of it begins to understand, not as that which has developed to penetrate the true nature of what we are talking about, the arising and falling away of realities right now. So the idea of self is so very subtle that it takes long, long time and very subtle understanding to eradicate such wrong understanding. Have you heard about our favorite question? Do you remember about the teeth?
Do you have teeth?
Do you? Do you have nose? Do you? Is it teeth or hardness? Teeth or hardness?
Hardness.
Mm-hmm. You take that hardness as my teeth too, not the other's teeth. See, the my is there. Always my. But no one owns anything. Because there's no one. When one has such confidence of understanding like this, it's Satyayana of the Four Noble Truths in Anattalakkhana Sutta or the first sutta.
Fire sermon, the third one.
The first sermon?
Dhammacakkappavattana. Noble Truths.
And Satyayana, Kichayana, Katayana of the Four Noble Truths, see? But when the understanding is not firm enough, it's not Satyayana. Until there's nothing at all, only realities arise and fall away. Even just one reality arises, no self, nothing at all. That is Satyayana.
Asking about whether other kinds of kusala can be condition for satipatthana or support it. And now we've been talking about dosa and other kinds of realities. Can one say that dosa or any reality can be condition for satipatthana? Because any reality can be object of sati and panya. So any reality can be a support in that way.